Today will be the beginning of youth catechism, and next Sunday will be the kickoff for adult religious education. This segment here is called Points Well Made, and as you know, there is no vacation. No rest for the wicked, I suppose. But youth catechism, although it goes from September to May, that's the catechism that we offer here at church formally. But it's never intended to be the only catechism that young people are getting. It is supposed to be supporting and supplementing the catechism they're getting at home. And we assume that all the adults have been catechized either because they grew up in the faith, they passed catechism, or, you know, in their Orthodoxy 101 classes, or your self-reading, or your personal study, you have a better understanding of the faith than your children, and that like regular schoolwork and homework and getting ready for the next step, which is college and then graduate school and a career and whatever, catechism is getting ready for all of those things on another plane, and certainly for eternal life. And so it would be well that you parents focused on those things during the week as well. That way, what is learned at catechism is reaffirmed at home, and vice versa, what is learned at home is reaffirmed and focused on at catechism. Everything's important, you know, and everything that we do at church is important, and it's just not possible to put everything at the end of the service, you know. There were some practice in the past, and maybe some parishes still do it, where youth catechism was conducted actually during the time of the Divine Liturgy. And it's long been considered a bad practice. There's nothing to be benefited from children, or anybody for that matter, not being in the Divine Liturgy. There's a suggestion that wouldn't it be nice if we did a children's liturgy, like parallel to, you know, the regular liturgy? And again, that idea maybe was a nice idea in the past, because the Divine Liturgy was done either entirely in Slavonic or entirely in Arabic or entirely in Greek or the other languages. And this was an opportunity to have a Divine Liturgy in English for the kids to understand. First of all, that's not the case anymore. Second of all, my mother, who is 85, needed to have the Divine Liturgy in English back in the 40s when she was growing up, in the 30s. So we've kind of remedied that. And again, there's nothing gained by removing children from the community or separating the community for that reason. I remember at the monasteries, we would have the biographies of the saints read to us. And I remember there was one monastery, I think it might have been St. Theodosius. He was so well known that he had many monasteries. And in one of his monasteries, he actually had groups of monks that spoke different languages. And it said that they would each do the matins or the orthros service in separate chapels in their own language. But for the Divine Liturgy, they would come together. And then I don't know how that was handled, you know, whether they had their iPads with the translation on it or not. I don't know. I don't know. So also I'm reminded, I just read, you know, from a book, and I may have said this before, that back in the 12th century, some patriarchs were discussing what to do about, you know, the Orthodox Christians who were in lands that had been taken over by, you know, the caliphate or whatever, you know, they're under Islamic rule. And one patriarch asks the other, he says, is it absolutely necessary for the Christians, the Orthodox Christians who don't understand Greek, to do the services in Greek? And the other patriarch responds, well, you know that Paul said that in Christ there is neither Greek nor Jew nor male or female, actually, he said. But anyway, he said, of course, they're going to do the services in their own language, as long as they are, you know, translations of the authentic, you know, authoritative books. So all that having been said, That is why we are here together. That is why the children are here together. Everybody that is part of this community, we worship together. Catechism will take place after much of the liturgy, right after communion. And obviously, Miss Elaine will tell that later. But please check your missal and check the announcements and check the new digital sign in the hall about announcements about upcoming catechetical opportunities also for the adults. This obviously is prime time. We get most of the people. But during the week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and other days, there will be more opportunities for you to be reminded of your faith or to learn more about it. And moving forward, we'll even indicate other ways, books, web pages, and stuff, that you can always be more informed. Let's stand up and pray now.